One of our writers, Bruce Cherry, has been trying to get a regular character on the show. We're going to do the Dog of the Week in a minute, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He's been trying to get a regular character on the show. We haven't given him a chance. We haven't given his ideas a chance. Despite what Bruce thinks is an enthusiastic reception from listeners, he's usually... Oh, my God.
Okay. No.
We don't know if his ego has recovered from the rejection that last week's audience gave him, but clearly we're in the middle of something that I don't want to call desperate. I want to... No.
Old English 800.
It's called professionalism, Mark. Okay, it's called professionalism.
Bruce Cherry, I'll tell you what he's wearing in a minute. So, Bruce, what is the pitch of the week? I'm assuming it has something to do with the theme you're capturing in your outfit.
Okay, Mark, as you know, I'm the most reflective of the writers.
Yeah.
My thoughtfulness is what distinguishes me. Okay. And I tend to analyze subjects. What are you laughing?
Okay. I don't want to tip the joke to the people who are listening, but, you know, you're dressed up for this.
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain.
Oh, God.
The reason for this is that I watched the movie March of the Penguins.
Okay.
And they said that Christian conservatives were, like, turning on to that movie because they thought that penguins proved intelligent design because they could live in the harsh environs of the Antarctic.
Uh-huh.
And this is where my deep thinking comes in. Okay. I realized, you know what? It actually proves the opposite. If there was intelligent design, the entire planet would be 68 and sunny. Am I right?
Yes, I think you are right. Yeah.
Okay. And then most people would stop there. That's when I start to, like, spin the theological webs.
Right.
Okay. Standard theology assumes God is perfect. And then they try to figure out why so much suffering in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What if God is a well-intentioned dim bulb?
Okay. Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
The Greek gods make more sense in terms of how the world is done.
Yeah, I like it. There's one for everything.
And so here's my pitch. Here's my character. Every week, we have a visit from Bacchus, god of wine. And that is who I am portraying.
So the Bacchus, wine. God of wine, it's a weekly thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Except, you know, I've updated the character to reflect modern alcoholism.
So do you, are we doing it?
That's your topicality. And,
okay.
In terms of the funny, I'm wearing a sheet.
Yes.
So we're halfway there.
And you have, what is it, laurels in your hair?
It's actually a centerpiece from a wedding, but it'll function as a headpiece, yeah.
I just want to make sure that people understand who are listening in their cars or at home that Bruce is actually wearing this. This is not radio. Bruce has gone all out this time.
Well, we have like 400 to 500 people in the audience.
Yes, always. So, when we go live in New York, half the city comes out. All right,
only 50 of them are yelling. So I know.
The others are shy.
Let's go to script, Mark.
Yes, let's do. Okay, here we go. Next up, we have a very special guest. He's the god of wine and revelry. Please welcome Bacchus. Hey, Bacchus.
Hey, yes. Oh.
Hey, Bacchus, you don't look so good.
Oh, a rough night last night. I don't remember a thing.
Yeah?
I think I slept with a satyr. I woke up with hoof marks on my back. Not only that, I was laying in a pool of my own vomit.
Well, did you learn anything from that?
Yeah, I never drink near the pool of vomit. Oh, I've hit rock bottom.
Is it because you're drinking malt liquor?
No, because I'm doing radio at 7 a.m. I'm going to kill my agent.
So I guess you guys have some wild parties up on Mount Olympus.
Let me tell you. I remember one time Zeus, wasted, climbs up on top of a column, Doric, Ionic.
Yeah.
I could never tell the difference. Anyway, he starts chanting, Toga. Toga, toga, which is stupid because we all wear them all the time.
Yeah.
It'd be like somebody at a party today chanting, pants, pants, pants.
So I see you're wearing the traditional toga this morning.
Toga, hell, this is a sheet from a residential hotel. All my clothes were stolen by a hooker named Lupe.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now I expect calls because people are going to say, you know what, Bacchus was actually the Roman version, but in terms of for comedy neophytes, Bacchus sounds funnier than Dionysius.
Yeah.
So we're taking a little liberty. So let's go forward.
Back to the script.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now you're a Greek god, right?
What do you mean by Greek? You asking if I'm a representative of the Eastern Mediterranean Hellenistic culture sphere? Are you intimating something else?
What would I be intimating?
Well, to some people, Greek is synonymous with unnatural sex acts.
Really? How do you think that came about?
Well, we are the world's biggest producer of olive oil. Besides, have you ever seen a typical Greek woman?
Well, look, okay. When I think of Greeks, I think of Anthony Quinn.
Well, you'd be on the right track.
So you seem to symbolize some sort of primeval striving within the human breast. Wasn't it the poet William Blake who wrote, "The road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom"?
I don't think William Blake ever woke up on the bathroom floor of a Motel 6 bleeding from the rectum.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, folks, it don't feel like the palace of wisdom.
Okay. Well, talking to you, I'm starting to understand why there's so much suffering in the world. Some people think it's because the ways of God are inscrutable.
Hell no. Bottom line, I'm doing the best I can. You ever think God is in way over his head?
Yeah.
You people are impossible to ride herd on all the time. I turned my head for a second and it's like, holy crap, the Holocaust! No wonder I drink.
All right.
Now that was pretty deep.
Yeah,
right?
I would say
but
so.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You got to leave them on a little, like, a bada boom. So let's take it home.
Finish the script?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. You're the god of wine. Are you also the god of all forms of intoxication?
Oh, no, I got assistance. Let me see. There's the twin gods of hard drugs, Crackus and Smackus. The god of drunken bar fights, Fracus. The god of malt liquor, Blackus.
What?
The god of stoned midnight munching.
Let me guess, Snackus?
Yeah. You're catching on.
And, of course, the god of bad comedy, Hackus.
No! See, before people call up and complain, that was scripted. And I mean, people were going to say, like, oh, my God, you're picking on that very creative man. But I actually wrote that for Mark to say, just like, you know, like Cher would get all the zingers. So it's like he's Cher and I'm Sonny.
You know,
so I want
you know, Bruce, before we finish this up, I just want to say that, you know, in assessing the script as a comedian myself, that, the holy crap, the Holocaust line, tough to follow. But I think with the Akis, Macus, all the usses, I think you did well with that. I really do.
It was a theme.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know if I'm going against the script here. What do you think, Riley?
Brilliant. Just brilliant. Mark, let me say totally on my own that this bit drips with philosophical insight. I hear echoes of Nietzsche in many of these lines. And anyone who is tempted to call in and complain about the Motel 6 line or the Blackest line can suck an egg.
There you go. Riley likes it.
All right. So what does the audience think about Bacchus? Bruce, I don't think we can end this bit the way you scripted it. I think we're going to have Bacchus on next week.
This is one of the proudest moments of my life.
All right, so Bruce has got a character for next week.